is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
And if your company does decide to go with the Bauer Agency, I can promise you a creative advertising campaign that's tied in every step of the way with the use of selective marketing tools.
You go ahead. You've got my attention.
Such as Salesforce incentives and consumer rebates. Now, I think you're going to find this extremely interesting. Now, as you can see, the sale of Max Craft yachts is up about 14% for the coming season and about 17% for the year overall. Now, to my mind, I think that we can do better than that. Personally, I think we could probably go as high as maybe 30% for that.
Excuse me. Great presentation. When does the client get here?
Where's Max?
He's not in here.
Mother.
That would have been my next guess.
So you're the body behind that smooth, sultry voice. Go ahead, do it for me.
Oh, no, I'd feel silly.
Well, it would make me very happy.
Good afternoon, the Bauer Agency.
Holy cow. I love it.
Mother, what are you doing? Improving customer relations.
I'd say, Mother, I thought the two of you were sisters.
Well, you're not the first to make that mistake.
Well, why don't we go back into the other room and continue the presentation?
Well, sounds good to me.
Oh, excuse me. Hey, you must be Max, huh? You look like a man who's smart enough to sign with the Bauer Agency.
Max Muldoon, this is Tony Maselli, my housekeeper and publicist.
Just a minute now. Didn't you used to play second base with the Cards?
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I saw the season opener with the Mets in 76.
Yeah?
Right. You went 0-for-4 and you blew a double play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I had a lot riding on that game.
Oh, well, gee, Max, I'm sorry.
No, on the Mets. Yeah, I wish you were still playing. I know. Hey, listen, why don't we toss the ball around one of these days? I got my yacht parked over there in Southport.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, you know, mine's in the shop.
I like this guy.
Oh, isn't that nice? We all like each other. Max, there's a pie chart in the living room with your name on it.
Angela, I'd love to see it, but, oh, my goodness, look at the time. And I have dinner plans. Crack crab on ice, champagne at my yacht, you understand?
Ooh. You have a date now?
Only if she's free. Mona, how about it?
Ship ahoy.
Yeah. Angela, no, I'm sorry about the presentation. I will see it, but you understand. Mona and I have a date with the sunset.
Can't believe she did this.
I know. Mona gets seasick in a jacuzzi.
I mean, running off with a prospective client. She knows how I feel about mixing business with pleasure. You never socialize with anyone you work with.
Would you two like to join Mona and me this weekend at my cabin in Maine?
Love to. Oh, I love the great outdoors. Communing with nature, being in touch with the rivers and the streams.
Okay, so you caught a trout.
A 10-pound, 2-ouncer. The game warden told me I set a record.
Yeah? Oh, why don't you go put it in the refrigerator, because it's starting to stink.
Hooking this trout isn't the only thing that's making me smile. I haven't seen Mother this happy in a long time.
Yeah. Not since they rerouted that men's marathon down our street.
What? Hey, you're kidding. You're right-handed, too?
Yeah, it's such a coincidence. And both our names begin with M.
Oh, brother.
You wouldn't believe how much we have in common.
I believe.
Angela.
Yes.
You know, I'm sorry. I am going to see your presentation, but I want you to know I appreciate you not pushing it.
Oh, sure. Just didn't seem like the right time or the right place.
Yeah, besides, your mother threw your charts out of the rowboat.
Why don't I just put my trout in the fridge?
I'll do it.
No, That's all right. Mother wants to help me, don't you, Mother?
No.
Come on.
They always go to the bathroom together, too.
Stay. Now, Mother, you know that I've been dying to get you alone for a minute.
I know what you're going to say. You and Max make a great couple.
What? Was I that obvious?
Oh, no, I just sensed it, because every time I looked at you this weekend, you were going...
We never had a chance to chat. You were always walking in the woods with Max or talking in the woods with Max and who knows what else in the woods with Max.
The woodchucks know.
Mother, it's just that... I don't know, you just seem so different, so unlike yourself. You didn't put me down once this weekend.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, I'll have to make up for that.
Joan, it's me. Yeah, I don't think I'll make it home tonight. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, well, same here. All right.
You know, Angela, I'm thinking about taking a big step. A kind of change in my lifestyle.
Yes?
I'm going down to the Y and erase my name from the wall.
Mother, I am so proud of you. What about the gas station?
I really mean it. I'm ready to make a commitment.
It finally happened. My mother wants to go steady.
Go steady? I feel a zit coming on.
Well, since you're having these thoughts and these feelings, don't you think you ought to broach the subject with Max?
Oh, I don't know. I wish he'd broach first. What if I bring it up and he says no?
Not a chance. I saw those long looks he was giving you when we were playing bridge last night.
Angela, We were cheating.
No matter. I know he feels the same way about you that you feel about him. And I want my $6 back.
This omelet is great. What's in it?
Trout.
My trout.
Angela, you caught a fish?
Oh, just a little 10-pounder and 2 ounces. That set a record.
Way to go. Dad, what'd you catch?
Finish your omelet.
Oh, I get it. Tony didn't catch anything. The big zero.
Dad, El Zippo.
But who's counting?
Well, I promised Max a home-cooked breakfast, so here he is.
Oh, good. Come on in. You're just in time. We still got 9 pounds, 7 ounces.
Hey, Bosun Bauer, midshipman miscellany. Yes.
Hey,
come on
Skipper
over.
Molden.
Did you talk to Max?
Well, yeah, I was going to, but then he turned the lights down low and I... Well, what's a girl gonna do?
Story again about the giant turtles at Galapagopolis?
That's the Galapagos Islands, Jonathan. I watch Wheel of Fortune. for the knowledge.
Oh, really? I thought it was for Pat Sajak.
Get out. Hi.
Well, I'd hate to see a warm lap go to waste.
Oh, now watch it, Mona. I run a clean kitchen.
Well, now that you're here, excuse me. I have a very important question to ask.
Oh, well, hey, maybe we should leave.
No. Wait. For this, I have to have Angela's blessing.
Yes!
Well, thank you, Angela. You've just given your mother 2 weeks off to sail with me down to the Bahamas. And that is, of course...
Yes!
And love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you. The love boat, do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, Mona, look at you. Everything is ship-shape.
Aye, aye, matey. Oh, Mother, that is a stunning suit.
Oh, just a little bon voyage present.
From Max?
No, from you. By the way, Angela, you're over your limit at Saks.
Remember, Angela, it's for a good cause.
That is true. So, Mother, are those my new earrings?
Remember the cause.
Did you talk to Max about you and him and him and you and no one else?
But of course.
How did it go?
All right, hey, Mona, you got your Dramamine? Nothing ruins a romantic cruise more than throwing up on a bulkhead.
I know, from experience.
Well, I better take a quick trip to the drugstore.
Oh, I'll come with you.
Good. You may want to buy me some outrageously expensive perfume.
You didn't pack mine?
I used it up.
And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. The love boat, soon we'll be making another turn. The love boat, promising romance to everyone. Set your course for romance and adventure. Hey, hello there. Hey, Max.
Tony, is Mona there?
No, but she'll be back in a minute.
Tony, something's come up, and I won't be able to make that trip.
Well, are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
Well, then, hey, what's going on?
Tony, you know, here's the thing. It's over between Mona and me. Now, I'm going to call her later, and I'll explain. Yep.
Max, we should get going.
Yeah. Another thing, Tony, I know how Angela's counting on my business, but you understand now it would be pretty awkward. I've got to run, so could you kind of, you know, tell them both what is happening?
Oh, come on, Max, talk to me here.
No, I'm sorry. You take care, Tony.
Gee, what would Gavin McLeod do in a spot like this? All right, look. I tell Angela, and then we both tell Mona. Nah. How about this? She tells her, and I take my 2 weeks vacation. Yeah. Nah, come on, Miss Ellie. Don't be a coward. All right, all right, all right. Come on, you gotta stand up. The minute they come in here, you tell them.
Hi.
Hi. Bye.
Well, I better freshen up. Max will be here any minute.
Go ahead, Mona. You got plenty of time.
Why? Is he gonna be late?
What does that mean?
Tony, come on out with it.
Well, all right. Here's the thing, Mona. Angela, you didn't get the account.
Oh, no! I worked so hard on that. He didn't even hear my pitch. Oh, life is so unfair.
Angela, don't you think you're overreacting?
No! Worse.
Hold that thought.
Well, don't you worry, baby. I can fix it. I am not without influence in the pleasure craft industry.
Yeah. You know, Mona, that's the funny thing about that influence stuff. You know, it comes, it goes. It's...
What are you trying to say, Tony?
Max went.
I don't understand.
Well, he says he can't see anymore, but he's going to call you and explain.
I see.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mona.
Mother, this is terrible. I think I'll go unpack.
Max, what would you like for dinner?
Well, whatever. I'm not hungry.
Well, as long as you're in such an agreeable mood, I was thinking about going to the Hamptons this weekend.
Good idea. I think you and your husband need some time alone.
Oh, you are one terrific boss.
I know.
Thanks. I'll get it.
Thank you. Hello. Is Mr. Muldoon in? I'm Angela Bauer of the Bauer Agency.
And I'm Tony Maselli, the Bauer residence.
Come in. I'll tell him you're here. Thank you.
So, now we know why the creep didn't call back. He's got himself a girlfriend.
That woman is wearing a wedding band. The creep is married.
Won't you come in, please?
Thank you. Hello?
I'm really excited about the Hamptons this weekend.
So, you're going away for the weekend with your wife. How low can a man sink while my mother sits at home waiting for you in her sailor suit?
Angela, do you think that Jonah's my wife? You couldn't be more wrong.
Oh, so you're going away with someone else's wife. Tony, let's get out of here. We're up to our armpits and sleaze.
Yeah, and another thing, I caught you holding in your stomach in front of the mirror.
Wait a minute. Now, Joan is my housekeeper, and I am not married.
Well, then why did you dump my mother? Is there another woman?
As a matter of fact, there is. Joan, could I see Catherine Ann? Catherine Ann is my daughter.
You have a daughter? Mother never mentioned it.
I never told her.
Why not?
Yes. Oh, darling. Here she is.
Yeah. This is my best girl here. This is Catherine Ann Muldoon.
Oh, hey. She's so cute.
Coochie, coochie. Doi, 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 doi.
Oh, hey, Catherine Ann, what a great name.
But I don't understand. Why didn't you tell my mother about her?
Well, I don't know. I guess I was afraid it would scare her off. I married a young woman who didn't want to be tied down with children, and frankly, I think Mona's the same way.
Wait a minute. What makes you say that?
I was talking with Mona last night about us, and it was really lovely up until she got to the part about kids.
What did she say about me?
She didn't say anything about you, Angela. Kids in general.
You are so insecure.
She was telling me that she was happy to be at that point in her life where she doesn't have to be tied down. Yeah. What if she said okay to Catherine Ann? You know, just to be a good sport.
Oh, no, you're wrong about my mother. She is not a good sport.
I'll tell you something, Max. One thing about Mona, you always know where you stand.
You half-witted, lame-brained numbskull. Where do you get off saying I don't like kids? You don't know what I like. Well, you know some of the things I like. But that is beside the point.
Will you forgive me?
Why should I? You hurt me. I don't just give my heart to anyone. What do you think? I write my name on the wall at the Y?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt you, and I'm sorry that I blew our relationship.
Now, there you go. There you go, jumping to conclusions again.
You mean that you'd give me a second chance?
It's a good thing you've got big shoulders, Buster, or I'd cut you loose.
You're beautiful when you're vicious.
Well, you're not blind, I'll give you that.
I tell you what, why don't we warm up the yacht and go for a spin this evening? If we hurry, we can catch the sunset.
Sounds romantic, but only if we can be alone. Just you and me. And Catherine Ann?
Oh, you. Hi there.
What's new?
Well, here's your baby.
Yeah, and here's your bottle.
Yeah, Tony, I want to thank you.
Oh.
Well, for everything. And I don't hold my stomach in.
Well, maybe you should.
Okay, kid, come on. We'll talk and we'll get to know each other, But if you drool on my epaulets, you're off to boarding school.
Bye-bye. Hey, have a great time.
Really?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Katie Face.
Ooh,
bye-bye. Bye-bye, Katie Face.
Bye.
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 Bye, Katie Face.
Stay tuned to catch Steven Weber before he took his comic timing to Broadway for a stint in The Producers. Of course, we'll always love him best as the witty